Welcome to Everyday Truth with Judge and Sarah, the podcast where we look at biblical truths to answer the pressing questions we encounter every day surrounding cultural issues. We are your hosts, Sarah Cherney and Judge Phil Ginn. Today is an interesting topic as we prepare for a holiday, which we know our children absolutely love to celebrate, at least my kids always did, and that is because it is centered around candy, and that is Halloween. So it really is a cultural phenomena that's taking place in the United States. And what I've noticed is over the years, more and more people are into decorating for Halloween, sort of like they have for Christmas. You know, you see the lights outside at Christmas time. You know, you like to go for a drive in your car and see all the lights. But today, it's amazing to me that a lot more people and many more people are actually decorating the exterior of their homes and the interior of their homes to celebrate a holiday which really represents, you know, ghouls and goblins and ghosts and evil and devil and all these crazy things that seem to be very unchristian. So the topic today is really about, should Christians actually be practicing in believing in and supporting Halloween? And is that really compatible with our faith? Well, some research, Judge, that's recently come out from the Barna Group found that about 39% of practicing Christians believe that Halloween is an incompatible holiday with their faith. And so today we want to talk a little bit about the historical roots of Halloween, explore some of the biblical reasons why Christians might choose not to celebrate it, and maybe perhaps equip with some practical tips around what you want to do with your kids should you have kids. And all of their friends might be practicing, but, you know, just maybe think a little bit differently about that, or at least how we can educate our children into the realities of what Halloween stands for.
Well, Sarah, first off, why don't we talk a little bit about how Halloween came to be, what its historical origins are, and how it relates to Christianity.
Well, you are lucky that I have a little bit of research here that we can share with our audience just to kind of set the context for what we're going to be talking about today. So its roots, actually, Halloween's roots can be traced back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. It really marks the end of what they call their harvest season, and they believe that on October 31st, the boundary between the world of the living and the dead blurred, sort of allowing spirits to cross over. So that was that's the original belief. So that really ties into, you know, what's celebrated with Halloween today. So the eve of Samhain was believed to be a time when the veil between the living and the dead was thin and it allowed spirits to roam freely. So later on, in the Catholic Church established the All Saints Day and the All Souls Day in honor of saints to pray for them that were departed, sort of potentially co-opting elements of this ancient Celtic festival called Samhain. So it really is, at its origins, a secular holiday. It's the celebration of certainly something spiritual, the blurring of life between the living and the dead, and sort of all kinds of context around that. So it is somewhat contradictory when you think of Christian theology. So Phil, or Judge, now that we have a bit of that historical background, can you share with us a little bit about your thoughts on should Christians celebrate Halloween or not? What are your thoughts on
that? Well, you know, even in talking about All Souls Day or All Saints Day, that's a little bit ironic even in itself, because the Catholic Church believes that you can pray for those who have gone on before, while evangelicalism and Protestants don't believe in that practice. That practice has actually evolved in the Apocrypha. That's where the Catholics get their concept of that. And that's foreign to us as evangelicals, mm-hmm. as well, because we don't believe the Apocrypha is part of our Bible. But, you know, on top of that, the Bible warns against involvement in practices associated with the occult, with witchcraft. You know, that's how Saul got into a lot of trouble, lost his kingdom over trying to go with the Witch of Windor or whatever that she was. You can go back all the way to Deuteronomy 18:9-14 and Galatians 5:19-21 and find explicit biblical references to involvement and warnings against involvement in this kind of thing. You know, and some Christians are concerned at Halloween's focus that really has turned in recent time. In all deference, what we celebrated as a child in my life is totally different than the Halloween that we celebrate today, because even as Christmas and other holidays, Thanksgiving, you pick the holiday, it seems like the culture has enveloped those original thoughts behind the holiday, and now certainly Halloween focuses on darkness and death and the macabre, and certainly has a real opportunity to desensitize children to the reality of evil and to the concept that there is spiritual warfare going on right now in our lives. And, you know, I don't really blame Christians now and really in some sense celebrate Christians who choose not to celebrate Halloween and prioritize upholding biblical principles and protecting their families against the spiritual harm that can be in place. So with that in mind, how do parents deal with the complexity of all of this happening around them? Their children, the children see it. It's a Halloween that is a holiday, rather, that has been really popularized in culture. So how do we explain the decision to avoid Halloween with our children? And maybe what are some alternatives that could be given to our children in a Christian home that would be available to them as opposed to fully celebrating all of the fol-de-rol that goes with Halloween?
Well, you know, that's a really tough question, I think, as a mom. You know, I had two boys, they always loved to dress up, but the intention of that was for candy. So I don't...
And that's important.
Yeah, of course. And I don't really ever remember, you know, growing up, I remember Halloween, you know, you create the costumes, you do all of those things. But I also remember, you know, I grew up Catholic. I think, I don't know if I've shared that in this podcast before. And I, you know, I was born again in 2005. But I remember the alternative to that, and I've seen this in other churches. My kids, you know, were always older. They played a lot of sports. And so when they got older, they were always playing, you know, sports during this time because they were football players. But I would tell you that trying to find an alternative would be the best place to start, working with your church to find an alternative for your kids so they can still enjoy the benefits, the fruits of their labor, if you will. Going trick-or-treating is usually about the candy. It's, you know, kind of fun to dress up with the costumes. But I think the reality is that, you know, I do not practice Halloween. I've made it a point not to practice Halloween because our Bible specifically tells us, it shows us this in Leviticus, it shows us this in Deuteronomy, that we are not to worship other gods. We are not to celebrate the macabre. We're not to celebrate anything that has to do with, you know, the satanic side. That is not who we are. And so we are called to be set apart. I know that's very difficult for us to explain for our kids. So, you know, certainly engaging with grace, helping them understand if you choose not to practice or participate in that holiday, I think that's crucial to help your kids understand that. What does that mean to be set apart? But also share with them the truth. I mean, I think we need to train up our children in the way that they should go. And, you know, utilizing age-appropriate communications. But I think the best alternative is to practice something that still allows them to have fun, still allows them to reap the benefits, you know, get some candy if that's what you desire for your children, but provide them an alternative where they're doing something with a Christian focus on celebrating Christ, celebrating with friends, family, people that they love around them. And that this could be actually a night of worship or a night of learning for your youth and really taking a stand. Part of what this podcast is about is taking a stand for truth. And when we acquiesce, even in the littlest things, it's a slow fade into a life of acceptance of doing things the way the world does things. And the Bible calls us to be set apart unto the Lord. And to be set apart sometimes means doing difficult things, but showing our children what it means to be set apart, I think, is also essential and crucial for them to understand the nuances and the differences between what it means to walk as a Christ follower and then what it means to walk as someone who is in the world.
And I don't disagree with that, Sarah. I do think that sometimes we can take opportunities such as the celebration of Halloween and become so legalistic that we miss a real opportunity mm-hmm. with it. And that is to be light to that which is going on around us, mm-hmm. to to not just sit back and say, oh, you all are sinning when you participate in Halloween and that kind of thing, but to use it as a opportunity really to in a kind way and in a civil way have discourses with people about Christ. It offers you a wonderful opportunity for evangelism. And as you say, you're talking about discussions with your children. That's a discipling opportunity.
That's right.
That you have. And so I want folks out there, instead of just absolutely throwing up their arms and saying, I'm not having anything to do with it, I think this is a good opportunity for us as parents, grandparents, just community members, church members, to not only offer alternatives, but to explain the gospel to people and to use it as a moment to disciple them and to tell them not the bad things, but what Christ has done for us and what we need to be celebrating instead of all of this thing that the world has to offer now. So I think there's basically, I want us to look for opportunities to portray the gospel, not only with words, but with our actions. And this is Halloween is one of those prime examples of an opportunity that we have to be the light in the world. And I want us as Christians to not lose sight of that.
You know, holidays are interesting because many of our holidays are wrapped in paganism.
Absolutely.
And we're not even aware. I think the point of this podcast, the point of us talking about this, is not for us to be legalistic and to, you know, bang people over the head. You know, we certainly can participate if that's what you choose. But I still think it's an opportunity, like you said, for us to be set apart, to showcase why we would not celebrate the macabre, why we would not celebrate all of that. Why I'm not dressing up in a witch's costume. Why that, to me, that's just not who I am in Christ. However, our duty is not to also.
2 years ago, I dressed up like a cow.
Okay, well, there you go. and I think
had a lot of fun.
Right, I think 1 year my parents went to a Halloween party and my father dressed up as a burlap bag, which was kind of cool. But the point is, there can be fun along with this. It's a time for people perhaps to come together. But I think we need to be honest about what we're truly celebrating and not just do it because the world is doing it.
Absolutely.
Understand our why. Why would you participate? Why not to participate?
How you participate.
Right. And what you choose to participate in, what little you choose to participate in. And I think this is going to be an ongoing topic. We have the holidays coming up, talking about Thanksgiving, the reality around Thanksgiving being a day of fasting and prayer, the reality of how we celebrate Christmas. We're going to be talking about that when the time is appropriate, because Christmas, as we know it in America, is completely wrapped in paganism, in rituals that we are not even aware of. So I think it's important for us to be aware of of where did Halloween come from, and what its standing is, and why it's being celebrated, and for us to choose as family members what we want to do with our children so that we raise up this future generation who stands strong for Christ and they know their why. Why do I do this? Why do I choose to do it? Why do I choose not to do it? Is important.
Well, you and I both know that one of the main reasons we're doing this is to call Christians, call our neighbors, believers, to be intentional about their faith.
Amen.
And to be intentional about standing steadfast in the truth, because that ultimately is the only truth that matters. So with that in mind, how about offering a prayer for our parents?
Sure.
And our children.
I'd love to end our time together with a prayer. Father God, first and foremost, we thank you for the people, our listening audience, who's listening to this message today. May you fill their hearts with your truth that's outlined in your word. May you give them guidance and wisdom with their family members, because we know that sometimes this can be difficult, especially with young children, as we try to set them apart unto you. And so give them the guidance that they need. Let them supernaturally just receive your strength, your guidance through the power of the Holy Spirit to be salt and light, helping their children to also be salt and light in this world. Father, we love you. We want to honor you with our words. We want to honor you with our choices. And we want to be set apart enough so that people say, well, why are you doing that? And that would be an opportunity for us to be able to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ, which we know is the only thing that truly transforms. We thank you, Father, for the ability and the open doors that you're going to provide through this opportunity for those who choose to listen, who choose to obey you, and choose to use this as an opportunity to share your message of truth and light through the power of the gospel in the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask for your continued support, love, and strength in all of these circumstances and situations. And we ask this in the strong name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen.
Thank you for listening to Everyday Truth with Judge and Sarah. As always, stay informed, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay steadfast in the truth.